Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Madnin!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal. Hey Bunty, greetings from San Francisco. How are you?
All okay, Rohit. All okay. How are things with you?
Oh, things are very good. I'm relaxing. And, you know, San Francisco is a city which has plenty of protests all the time. But I think today is one of those weeks where there isn't either a protest or a march. Speaking of which, I'm sure you followed the Not In My Name protests that were held across India, which
sprang
up fairly spontaneously. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, what to me is a very curious reaction of not just the right wing, because the right wing reaction to these protests has been predictable, that they're, you know, anti-national, they're anti-Indian, they're singling out, you know, Hindus, blah, blah, blah. None of, you know, those arguments seem to hold water to me. But there's been a number of arguments on the, liberal / left side of the spectrum, which have made all sorts of bizarre claims. So I'm going to put forth three claims. And again, the merit of these claims is in doubt, but the fact that people are making them you know, in itself seems to warrant some kind of comment. First claim, that the stage was very well organized, therefore a political party must be behind it. And I happen to know some of the organizers, and, you know, there was no political party involved. I can say this with absolute certainty. So the idea that, you know, because it was organized smoothly, a political party was involved is one claim. Secondly, this notion that, oh, these protests are not going to achieve anything. What do protests achieve? The liberals should do X or Y. And, you know, who these mythical liberals are, God only knows. And this is something that some journalist has been spouting. And you know, the guy has been out to prove that these marches were a flop, which they necessarily weren't, which they sort of almost certainly weren't, as many others who attended them have pointed out. And then he's going on and on in a series of publications about why this is a failure. And the third claim is that, you know, this is a march that's been co-opted by Savarnas, which is a kind of term for upper caste Hindus. And upper caste Hindus have hijacked kind of Muslim and or Dalit cause to make themselves feel good about themselves. So, yeah, just would be very interested in your take on all of this.
Okay, let's take it one by one. So the first thing is that it's been organized by a political party, right?
Right.
My comment on that is my mother, who's based out of Calcutta, went to this march. My mother is the most apolitical person I know.
Yeah.
The reason she went was because she was a school teacher all her life, and she felt that what was happening to young people in the country, because a young guy got killed, was incorrect.
Right.
One of a small thing that she could do, she's not into the business of changing the world, one of the small things she could do was walk up to her local neighborhood where this call had gone out for people to congregate. People gathered, there was a recitation of poems, some songs were sung, and some discussion on why this is inherently wrong. And my mother's take on all of this was, it's tragic that in the 21st century, we have to get together as a group of people and say that beating people up without fair due process or trial is incorrect. Right?
Right.
So the point that I'm making is, in my limited sphere, and I'm not, I know there are other experts who will say other things. I'm not an expert, but in my limited private sphere, I know of people who've gone to this because it was happening. It was happening almost as a kind of a civic capacity type thing, civic society type thing,
right.
Civil society type thing. That's the right word. And I couldn't find a political imprint, right? My mother in conversations couldn't say that, okay, this was organized or leafleted or campaigned. So that's point number one. What was point number two, Rohit, which was, so the first was that it's politically motivated. Second was, is it going to make a difference, right?
Right.
Okay, so on this one, then the question is, you start working backwards from, is it going to make a difference on everything that you do in life,
right,
in public sphere, right? You do not spit on the road. So Swachh Bharat, right? Is it really going to make a difference if the Mr. Modi walks about with a broom? You can reverse that logic onto a lot of the things that the current administration, by taking away notes that are of 500 rupee circular, is it really going to make a difference? That, what I think is a proper term, whataboutery. This whataboutery can be reversed back on other points of view as well.
Fantastic point, really.
So I don't think that that is a credible defense of, you know, so what will happen as a, what will happen? Let's see what happens over time. You know, this is a group of people, decent minded people. And ultimately, the bottom line in what's happening in this is people are saying that don't kill people without due process. That's, it is a very simple ask. You know, it's not that they are saying, let's pave the roads with gold. So that's the second point. Your third point was around the Savarna thing. Now, this is completely new to me. Fact that there are people sat within think tanks and political ideologies trying to construct things as belonging to one caste over another, when the when what is being talked about is the beating up of predominantly marginalized communities and young people, I find that strange. I cannot say that, you know, here's my argument against it, because I don't think it's worth an, it's an argument worth engaging with, because it honestly isn't. Those would be my three, the three things that you mentioned, those would be my quick take on those three things. And my last point would be that it's a superb thing to have happened, that people from all walks of life in a widespread manner got together and registered a protest. Now, I hope the government listens to this and ensures that this kind of spate of lynching and public vigilantism that has been on the rise in Indian public life is, you know, questioned, dealt with, and stopped.
Excellent points. Yeah. I, you know, I just say this about the, you know, the government making a response. We do know that Modi or the PMO tweeted a kind of response to these lynchings, saying that, you know, this is not acceptable, the violence being carried out in the name of the cow or protecting the cow, and Mahatma Gandhi would not approve, and something to that effect. Now, it's a very interesting remark, because Modi didn't repudiate Gau Raksha. He didn't say that he's opposed to, you know, the ban on cow slaughter or anything. He finessed it. He didn't even talk against vigilantism. All he said is that the vigilantes might be there, but they shouldn't kill people. So it's maybe too little too late, but he did something at least, right? And it's interesting that it came on the back of these protests. A couple of additional thoughts. You know, one is, one of the right-wing patterns or the skeptical pattern to these talks has been a kind of consistent pattern that we see about liberals, secularists, atheists, or, you know, the usual enemies of the right. That on the one hand, they'll claim that secularists, Congress people, right, liberals, leftists, all of whom are conflated in some, you know, crazy kind of mishmash way. On the one hand, they'll claim that all these people are ineffectual, right? They're useless. Ineffectual, nobody listens to them. They've been, you know, rubbished. They've been consigned to the dustbin of history, whatever you want to call it. On the other hand, they'll claim that these very forces are powerful enough to undermine Indian society, right? So you have to make up your mind that either the protests were completely ineffectual and pointless and, you know, didn't register on global consciousness at all, national consciousness or global consciousness, or they were very, very powerful and significant. And to me, this contradiction itself speaks of a kind of anxiety that, you know, they have about not wanting to be, you know, seen as endorsing violence or murder. Because in some way, many people on the right, I don't think everyone who voted for the BJP is pro-lynching. I don't think everyone who voted for the BJP is a communalist. I do think some people in good faith voted for development, for reform. Some people thought that, you know, Modi might be tempered by the office of the Prime Minister. So I'm acknowledging all of that, but some one section of the BJP, or, you know, the hard right, the supporters of the BJP, who are sort of comfortable with this kind of violence, this notion of undermining democracy or a Hindu state, I think, you know, the others are now maybe getting a little, others who voted for the BJP are getting a little uneasy about associating with them. And I think if it can even get some people to think, and, I, you know, again, no, not talking about changing the world, not talking about, you know, people finding enlightenment, not claiming that those who don't vote for the BJP are morally superior, but if it could just get some people to reflect about the implications of, you know, putting a government like this into power and what the BJP rule states are doing, I think the protest would have been well worth it.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Look, this is not a comment on all people who voted for a particular party behaving and endorsing every action that people claiming to represent it. And you have to be careful that, you know, the people who are going about doing these things probably are lowball thugs who were doing thuggery for other political parties in another season. We have noticed this in other political switchovers. So let me give an illustration which I know firsthand. When Trinamool came into power after deposing the communist coalition, the leftist coalition in West Bengal, all the kind of low-grade thugs who were responsible for violence and generally harassing people switched colors immediately. So I think to read ideology into this is a leap that we can make, but I think it's a leap too far at the moment. I'd like to put forward the view that there are people who are running around beating up people just because they can get away with it. And they feel they can get away with it because there's a popular narrative in place that, you know, it at the moment it's beef, it could be something else.
Right.
And that has to stop because, you know, and I think at any decent-minded party in a democratic system will stop it. It's just that there are certain people who are trying to misuse in some twisted way these kind of decision making.
I agree with you. I mean, I just add that I think there is a systemic dimension to it as well. But you know, this is a complex topic, and I think we'll get back to it along with, you know, many things. I have a feeling that, you know, in the recent sort of history of India, political history as it unfolds, this is, you know, tragically, this will not be the end of it. But I think maybe we'll wrap up there. So yeah, we'll pick this up again sometime soon. And yeah, take care, man, and have a good rest of your weekend.
All right, take it easy. Bye-bye. Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.